September 12, 1913. Jesus has been speaking to Louisa for 2 years about his will, which he had never manifested to anyone before. Since then, he substituted the ecstasy of his most holy humanity, given to enamor her of his person, with the ecstasy of his divine will. I was thinking about how blessed Jesus has changed things. Even when he comes, I don't remain petrified as before. Rather, as soon as he leaves, I feel in my natural state. I don't know what happened to me. Furthermore, I feel bothered by the single thought that the one who has authority over me may want to know my things. Good Jesus, who watches over each one of my thoughts and wants not even one to be out of tune in my mind, came and told me, "My daughter, do you perhaps want me to use ropes and chains to keep you tied? Once they were necessary, and I kept you bound with much love, pretending to be deaf to some of your lamentations, remember. But now I no longer see them as necessary. For more than 2 years now, I have wanted to use more noble chains with you, my will. This is why, during this time, I have always spoken to you of my volition and of the sublime and indescribable effects which that volition contains, things which I had not manifested to anyone until now. Skim through as many books as you want, and you will see that in none of them will you find what I have told you about my will. This was necessary to dispose your soul to the current state in which you find yourself. After I kept you always with me, you knew very well that you could not have endured the suffering of the continuous privation of my presence, if something, still mine, had not taken its place. Something which, invading your soul completely, had to keep you captured, more than my presence itself would do. My will took its place in keeping captured each one of your thoughts, affections, desires, words. To the extent that your tongue speaks about my will with great eloquence and enthusiasm, because it is captured by my volition. This is why you feel bothered when you are asked, how and why Jesus does not come as before. It happens because you have been captured by my will, and your soul suffers when they want to break the sweet enchantment of my volition. And I, Jesus, what are you saying? Leave me, go away. My evils reduced me to such a state. Jesus smiled in hearing me saying go away and, squeezing me more to himself, added, I cannot go. Could I perhaps separate myself from my will? If you keep my will, I must be always with you. My will and I are one, not two. Rather, let's come to the facts. Tell me, what are your evils? And I, my love, I don't know. You just told me that your will keeps me captured. How can I know them? And Jesus, ah, you don't know them? And I cannot know them, because you keep me always above, and you don't give me the time to think about myself. And as soon as I want to think about myself, either you scold me severely, to the extent of telling me that I should feel ashamed to do that, or you do it lovingly, pulling me toward you, with such a strength that I forget about myself. How can I do it? And Jesus, if you cannot do it, this means that I am happier if you don't do it, since my will takes the place of everything within you. So, just as if this will could see that something of its own were being taken away, it remains over you and prevents you from thinking about yourself, knowing that wherever my volition takes the place of everything else, there cannot be evils. Therefore, I remain jealously on guard. And I, Jesus, are you joking? And Jesus, my daughter, you force me to speak so that you may understand how things are. Listen, in order to make you reach such a noble and divine point, I behaved with you as two lovers who love each other to folly. You would never have loved my will so much had you not known me. Therefore, first I gave you the ecstasy of my humanity so that, knowing who I am, you would love me. In order to attract all your love, I used with you many stratagems of love. You remember them, it is not necessary for me to make you a list. Now, after having thoroughly attracted you to love my person, You have been caught by my will, and you'll love it. Since you could not be without me after so much time, as if we had lived together, it was necessary that the ecstasy of my will would hold you in place of my humanity. All the things I did before were graces to dispose you to the ecstasy of my will. When I dispose a soul to live in a higher manner, in my will, I have to manifest myself in order to infuse graces so great. Surprised, I said, "What are you saying, Jesus? Ecstasy in your will?" "Yes, my volition is true and perfect ecstasy." "And you break this ecstasy whenever you want to think about yourself. But I will not let you win. Great chastisements will come in the near times, although you don't believe it. You and the one who directs you will believe when you see. Therefore, it is necessary that the ecstasy of my humanity be interrupted, but not completely, otherwise you would bind me everywhere. Then, I will let the sweet enchantment of my volition come in order to make you suffer less when you see the chastisements."